continuing our journeys through Shmona Esrei, and I'd like to spend one more day focusing on the bracha of Shema Kolenu. So over the last couple of shiurim, we've spoken about the profundity of this bracha. This bracha where we don't simply go ahead and daven for one thing, but it serves as the catch-all for all of our tefillos, for all of our supplications, for all of our wants, for all of our desires. And at the end of this bracha, we see a profound phrase. U'milfamecha malkeinu rekam al tishivenu. And from before you, our God, do not send us empty-handed. Such a beautiful phrase. U'milfanecha malkeinu rekam al tishivenu. From before you, Hashem, do not send us empty-handed. And of course, on the most basic level, what we're saying in this phrase, Kadosh Baruch Hu, answer my tefillos. I'm asking you for something, or I'm asking you for many things. I'm asking you, don't send me away empty-handed. Do not let me go bereft of my requests, bereft of my wants. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all being, all powerful, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipotent, please, just milfanecha malkeinu rekam al tishivenu. I'm bearing my soul to you. I'm coming to you with hands outstretched, heart open, soul exposed. Don't send me away empty-handed. But perhaps what we're saying in the tefillah is something else which is incredibly profound. U'milfanecha malkeinu rekam al tishivenu is also a declarative statement, not simply a request. U'milfanecha malkeinu, whenever I am before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rekam al tishivenu, you never send me away empty-handed. Whenever I am before you, whenever I have the privilege to be before you, I never walk away from that experience empty-handed. You see, dear friends, sometimes we think that the efficacy, that the success of a tefillah experience is fundamentally rooted in getting that which you asked for. How do you know if your tefillahs were successful? Did you get what you asked for? You asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for health. Did you get health? Did you get parnoso? Did you get children? Did you get a shidduch? Did you get what you asked for? If you got what you asked for, success. Shkoyach, that is an excellent tefillah. And if you didn't get what you asked for, so be pashtus, no, you walked away empty-handed. It's not true, says the tefillah. U'milfanecha malkeinu. Whenever we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever there is a moment of connection, rekam al tishivenu, we are never turned away empty-handed. You see, my friends, the power of tefillah is not simply getting the things that you ask for. That's great. We all want. Obviously, if I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, it's because I want it. It's because I feel that I need it. Whether I need it or not, I feel that I need it. But that's not the metric of success. That's not the litmus. That's not the barometer. Successful tefillah is the result of having a meaningful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever you're milfanecha malkeinu, whenever you have the ability to be in the presence of your King, to be in the presence of your God, whenever you have the opportunity to talk with Hashem, to converse with Hashem, to connect with Hashem, that in and of itself is an enriching experience. And even if for some reason God does not grant one of my requests, even if for some reason God does not give me any one of the myriad of things that I've davened for, that is not an empty, failed experience. Because anytime I connect with the divine, anytime I connect with the Ribono Shel Olam, I am a better person for it. Any moment of beautiful, holy connection with the Ribono Shel Olam leaves me enriched, leaves me better, and leaves me holier. We all ask for things that we want, but just because we don't get them does not mean that the tefillah experience was for naught. Because U'milfanecha malkeinu, whenever we have the ability and the opportunity to stand in the presence of Hashem and to dialogue with the divine, U'milfanecha malkeinu rekam al tishivenu, I know that I do not walk away from that encounter empty-handed. Because the ability to connect with my Father, the ability to connect with my King, the ability to connect with my God leaves me enriched, leaves me better, and leaves me holier. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.